want to get high, man?
That stimulates your mind.
Get up, Chucky!
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
Rogen Kim?
Hello, and welcome to the Rogen Kim cast. It's me, Rogen Kim. Thank you so much for joining me this November 10th, 2020 for episode 210 of the Rogen Kim cast. With me, Rogen Kim. Thank you for joining me. This is episode 210 of the Rogen Kim cast. Okay. With me, Rogen Kim. All right, that's what the last week has been like for me. I don't know about you. But the last week has been a series of confusing repetition, unknown unknowns, known knowns, unknown knowns. I mean, where are we, guys? I don't know. Well, last week was right before the election, okay? And the election kind of went the way a lot of people thought it would go, right? You had your red mirage, and then you had your mail-in ballots, right? And then you had weird fuckery. So that's that. Surprisingly, Fox News called Arizona before anybody else. Arizona isn't even certified, but Fox News called it, interestingly. Fox News, I found out, was recently taken over by Rupert Murdoch's daughter. So I don't know if that's true. I just see stuff on Twitter that I see people saying that. I'm not saying it's true. You look it up. Just look up Rupert Murdoch's daughter, Fox News. I mean, should I look it up for you? Am I going to do your job for you? I can't do everything. Okay. But anyways, if that's true, it does make sense why Chris Wallace was acting the way he did during the debate. Why Fox News called Arizona before any of the other so-called liberal media did. And why, yesterday, there was a press conference by Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, and she was going over the case of election fraud that the Trump campaign was bringing to the courts, and they just cut her off. Fox just cut her off in the middle of being like, I can't rightly show this if there's no evidence. And okay, so whatever. Do you need me to, you don't need me to go through all this. The punditry, well, actually, maybe you do, because a lot of what is happening is there's a real bifurcation of reality, right? I mean, it's even worse than it was in 2016, right? You know, this sort of double reality bubble. You have this reality, one reality bubble that follows the mainstream news and establishment media, and the other reality bubble that's sort of following the internet news and the stuff on the ground that the establishment is basically denying, and Twitter is trying to censor, and everybody's trying to, it's crazy, it's bonkers. If you go to the sitting president's Twitter feed, every single tweet of his is censored in some ways. Like, this is unproven claim. This is about COVID. This was about this. It's like all these little fucking, they stick all these fucking little disclaimers on every single one of his tweets as if we didn't already know that it's fucking Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking him. He's fucking crazy. What are we going to... We need a little thing from Twitter telling us that, like, the president might be crazy or he's not to me. He might not be saying something accurate, you know. Like, what? How about why for that but not for all the Russiagate shit? You know, it was fucking 4 years of claiming the president. There's proof that the president is in bed with Putin and all that. And then, like, you know, there wasn't a little disclaimer saying, like, this isn't a proven allegation, you know. So you heads up. Nothing like that happens to me. I put up a fucking post on Instagram because I saw that somebody retweeted. This is from like Harvard Medical School, okay? And it's talking about how COVID affects women of color, except they didn't use women of color. They said birthing people, okay? They used the term birthing people. Do you get, you know what I mean? Like, I remember there's a hubbub about, you know, I can't remember. Maybe it was like a tampon ad or whatever. They said people who have periods, people who menstruate, you know what I mean? Like people. So it's just like not women. We're just getting rid of women. I think we've just gotten rid of women. And I think maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I just, you know, they want to be people. Yeah. You're just people who birth and menstruate. People with titties. I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it, but Harvard Medical School, I don't know. If anything though, I feel like, you know, where are we? We're in a place where there is no repudiation of Trump unless you live in a bubble, right? The liberal bubble. Look at what happened when on Saturday, the news called Pennsylvania, right, and basically declared Joe Biden the president-elect. The news has unilaterally, all of them have now they're writing articles as if he is president-elect. President-elect Biden, they call him president-elect Biden, they call him this. Now people are being like, no, it's over, it's done. People dance in the street. Did you see the dance parties? Dance parties in the street. We got COVID, whatever, no COVID. There was some hand-wringing of this may spread COVID and everybody who celebrated should quarantine for 2 weeks. Yeah, really? Okay. It's over. The illusion is breaking down. It also just goes to show, listen, all those people who came out and danced for Joe Biden or whatever when he won, where were they when he was holding rallies? Where were they? You know what I mean? Like, if you look at Trump rallies, they're fucking thousands upon tens of thousands of people gathered and fucking just chanting, we love you, right? There's none of that for Joe. And all of a sudden, when he wins, there's dance parties in the streets, okay? So that just goes to show me that people weren't that excited about him going into the election, but they were excited about getting rid of Trump. That's all that meant. It could have been a fucking toaster oven who won. They'd be out there dancing, toaster oven, yeah, 1, 2, 3, toaster. You know, they'd be fucking dancing for toasters. We'd literally put up a piece of toast. I mean, that's kind of what Biden is. He's a piece of white toast who's been toasted a little bit too long. You know what I mean? And we're wondering if he could do the job as toast. And he probably could because he's been around for 50 years. I mean, you know, so he probably could, but sometimes you're like, I don't know. Toast got some holes in it. I'm not sure it could hold the butter. Butter might be dripping through it. Anyway, here's the thing. The election has not been called. I mean, that's just a fact. As of now, 1 week later from the election, it's not official. The swing states have not certified. Okay. The Electoral College has not voted. So it's not official. So everybody acting like it is official or whatever, you're still kind of in a fantasy world. All those people who danced in the streets, you know, those were the same people who were so happy when Trump got COVID. They were so happy and they celebrated then. Woo! And then what happened? He got better. And then they went, you know what I mean? And I have a feeling the same thing's going to happen. I mean, it's just a feeling. It just seems too set up for that to happen, right? It seems like the most obvious thing that's going to happen is going to go to the courts. And it's going to go down like 2000. And it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. And guess what? Who got the court justices in time? See, so it's really through a stroke of luck that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, right? And then he was able to put in Amy Coney Barrett. And now, if the shit goes to court, they might rule in his favor. They might throw out ballots. It might change everything. Things are so slim that things could change. And this is what I'm saying. All those people dancing in the streets and whatever, being like, yeah, if it was so overwhelmingly against Trump in the country, there should have been a landslide. It shouldn't be this close. It shouldn't be so close that it can be contested in 3 states, right? 5 states. Like, that's what it is. I mean, ultimately, our electoral system is kind of a sham because the whole thing comes down to 5 states, right? But then what's really the answer? I don't really agree that it's the popular vote should rule everything. I just don't agree. I don't know. That just doesn't seem right because there's obviously a city-country divide. And what you're saying is that the city should dictate policy for the country. And I don't think that's not a very good idea. Mostly because that is the cyclical pattern of revolution in many countries. The cities take everything, rule over the countryside. The countryside gets poorer and poorer until at some point the violent revolution begins, starting in the countryside, to attack the cities. I mean, that's just a thing that happens all over the world, all the time. It's happened last century. It's happened centuries and centuries. It's just a pattern of behavior. And it makes sense because the city gets to concentrate power and wealth. And meanwhile, the country gets to just suffer and die and then be called racist retards for not going along with the snooty city. You know what I mean? Like, it's a pretty fairly obvious pattern. Now, the way you would argue this or say it's not an obvious pattern is if you are like super entrenched in either of these camps. It's kind of ideological. I mean, it's basically like religion. If you're super entrenched in the camp that says, no, but we are good. We are the one side is truly good and the party of science and the party of the people. And the other side is evil and wants to watch them all die. And both sides can say that. Both sides, you know, so if you're a diehard Democrat, there's no way you could think a Republican could ever think of themselves as the party of science. But the Republicans also think that way. They think they're the party of science. They're talking about science right now for this election. We're the party of science. Let's use data science to check out all these anomalies. Let's check them out, right? The Democrats are like, no, we're the party of science. We believe the WHO and the CDC and all these institutional organizations that tell us how to dictate public health policy. We follow the science. Meanwhile, scientists are like, hey, guys, you shouldn't let us dictate public health policy. We're not public. I mean, you know, I mean, we just know science. We don't know how to, but it doesn't matter. Listen to the scientists. They say, we're the party of science. Huh? We're the party of science. We're going to put up a plexiglass shield when you eat because for some reason, viruses are crazily attracted to plexiglass and they won't go around, you know, they won't float in the air around it. They'll just hit the glass and it's like a fucking, like a moth drawn to a flame, like a mosquito trap, you know, they're just drawn to it. They can't help it. Trust us. Just like the mask, you know, the mask is like a plexiglass shield for your face and the virus can't go around into your eyeballs or through your skin or anywhere, penetrate any other orifice that way. No, it can't. Or even live on your mask and then you pick it up by touching it. None of that happens. The mask is a shield, an impenetrable magic shield. Okay. It's like Corona Vivavium or whatever. I don't know. It's like a Harry Potter. It's a magic Harry Potter spell that you put on. And then suddenly, you feel safe. Don't you feel safe? Don't you feel safe? Yeah, right? I just want to feel safe, people say. I just want to feel safe, right? I just want to feel safe so they don't want to go indoors. They don't want to go indoors and gather in dark rooms, tightly packed rooms to do comedy, okay? To do what comedy is. Comedy is dead right now. As long as there's a lockdown, there's no comedy. And honestly, I've not done a single Zoom comedy show, okay? I refuse to do that because that's not stand-up at all. It's just a self-audition tape. That's just getting you used to being on camera. It's just getting you used to, you know what I mean? And you get to be a little act and get to dance and do your TikToks. Go on TikTok, right? Do that. It's not stand-up. Stop trying to fucking demean what's already a demeaned art form, okay? It's already, hasn't it suffered enough? Did you see Nanette? Didn't you see what happened, what they did to our sweet, sweet comedy? Look what they did to her. All right. I don't know if comedy's a... Did I misgender comedy? I don't know if it's a girl. Is comedy a girl? I don't know. I don't know if it's a girl, but I know that girls shouldn't be doing it. Okay. Well, they shouldn't. Not young girls. All right. I think there's it's a Kurt Metzger. I'm going to quote Kurt Metzger because I always do, but, you know... It's like you find me a funny girl and I'll show you someone who's been abused their entire life. Someone who's lived a life of incredible abuse, you know? You should take that child away and take it to CPS, Child Protective Services. You gotta get... All right. No kids should be funny, okay? Well, Zoom comedy, I don't even want to... We're not going to even talk about it. But now, the outdoor comedy. Outdoor comedy is disgusting, okay? It's just... Yeah. You know why? Because you're not supposed to be out in the open. It's fucking wrong. It's not right. It's not right at all. You shouldn't be out in the open. It should be dark. It should be hidden. You should be able to laugh at fucked up things. Okay? That's the whole point of it. Right? I don't subscribe to this idea that words are violence and that bad words, the N's and the R's and the F's, you know, whatever. Any of the fucking words, it's like, what are you, fucking two? What are you, little kid? Like, wait, you don't understand that words only have as much power as you give them? So why do we all acquiesce and say words have power? You little fucking bitch. Like, have some character. Stand up. Stand up to the words. Learn to use words of your own. Don't just cower. Don't be a little coward. Don't be, all right, who am I talking to? I don't know. A lot of Asians do this. Yeah, they created the whole microaggression thing. Like, where are you from? Just fucking say you're from Gardena, you fucking bitch. Like, just tell them where you're from. Who cares? Talk to them. Talk to them like a person instead of putting in all this like French philosophy. French, that's what all this is, okay? It's the French. The French and women have ruined our lives, have ruined civilization. As well. And not women, like actual women. I mean the concept. These concept, identity concepts. That's what it is. These identity concepts that create tribalism and then affix the violence that anybody could do to you. So like, if anybody ever says the word gook out there, it is now scarring me Like, okay, I want all of my 20 listeners to just say gook right now, gook, and that's 20 scars in humanity. Not just to me, but to all the gooks everywhere. Everybody who's ever been called one, even people who have no idea what that is. They're all scarred now. Scarred. Oh, scarred. This is all imaginary. Why can't you imagine bad words giving people strength? Right? Why can't you imagine bad words? It actually imbues them with power. So just say gook, say it again, say it again. I'm getting stronger. Every gook I get, every power level I increase, you know, like fucking Dragon Ball Z. Come on, gook me. You know, like what? Like, who cares? Who cares? Okay. But there's centuries of racism, centuries of. Okay, great. Is that what we're doing? We're going to just live. That's what your life is. You don't have any personality. You have to rely on hundreds of years of the past to come up with something. You're in the most privileged time in all of humanity, and you're just looking backwards. You're just looking backwards. You're not looking at what you can do for yourself. You're not taking any personal responsibility. Is personal responsibility a white supremacist construct? It is, actually, under the critical race theory. You know, it is. It is the idea of individualism, liberty, you know, all of these are white supremacist constructs. So we must go back to what? The jungles of Asia and Africa? Like, what are we, law of the jungle? Despotism? What are you saying? What is, not to say one, you know, listen, I get it. A lot of people have Western chauvinism. They're like, the West is the best, and Western civilization is the best thing to ever come out of blah, 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 blah. And I don't necessarily prescribe to that, but I'd rather be here than there, for sure. Okay, so I'll give them that. But I'll also say, like, everything, nothing is static. There's this idea of Western civilization is a combination of Eastern philosophy, you know what I mean? Like Arabic numerals, if I, you know, like the Arabs had all the Greek shit. So that's the way we learned all the Greek shit is through the Arabs. Like, so, I don't tell you. Arabs learned Arabic numerals from the Hindus. They call them Hindu numbers. You know what I mean? Like, cultural transmission is everywhere, right? Everybody accuses the Chinese of taking things and stealing them and, you know, making them better. And that's all they're good at. Yeah, you mean like gunpowder? What about that, huh? What about silk, gunpowder, and paper, right? Seems like we ran with it. We being the West. I mean, I know I'm Asian, so I'm like, but I'm not Chinese. See, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. You can't group. There is no Asians. There's no Asia. Just like there's no real Latinos. There's no. Yes, there's a shared cultural history. There, you look alike. You sound alike, maybe, whatever. But they're not. That's like saying a Frenchman is the same as a guy from Minnesota. Okay? They're the same, right? They look the same. They basically use the Roman alphabet, and they're basically, you know, it's not the same. Okay? So there's this whole thing about. I'm going to go back to the election. Just this whole thing about like how all these Asians and Latinos voted for Trump. Like minorities voted overwhelmingly, not all of them for Trump, but a huge bump up from last time. Gay people too, huge bump up. So what explains this? Do we live in a magical time of white supremacy that's multiracial? Do we live in a wonderful time of homophobia that includes other homosexuals? Like, should we live in a time, you know, is that what it is? Is it just like Stockholm syndrome, kind of like when they had Jewish guards in concentration camps? Is that what this is? Is that that's what the other side will say. They'll say those poor brainwashed retards, they didn't listen to us, and they're even more brainwashed, right? That's if you of course hold the cathedral dogmatic view that like one side is evil and racist, the other side represents good, right? Like good and evil. Like this is a fight between good and evil. Meanwhile, what if you actually gave minorities and gays the benefit of doubt to be able to use critical thinking skills and say, hey, you know what? I don't buy into this stuff. I don't buy into it. So I in fact like this guy better. I mean, for instance, with Asians, you can't group them all together. You know why? Because this China thing was very effective. Anti-China sentiment is actually huge amongst other Asians who are not Chinese, okay? And you know what? It's even bigger amongst Chinese people who are here, okay? They don't want fucking China to run things. They know what's up, why we shouldn't do that, okay? It's not because of racism. It's because of it's not going to be a fair outcome. If you deal with the Chinese government, they know this. Everybody in Asia knows this, okay? So it's that you have to be tough on them in order to get something fair, or else they're going to try to fucking screw you, which they have been, right? Which we found out through Hunter Biden's laptop that they've been using access money and all of that to get deals. not a big deal, not a non-issue. No evidence there, says the news. There's no evidence, nothing to look at. No evidence here. There's no evidence here. Latinos also went for Trump. 20% swings in districts in California going to Trump. Why? Why that? Why do you think that happened? Could it be because they're not all Mexican? Huh? Could it be because when Trump was like, yeah, these Mexicans, there's a shitload of them coming and it's a problem, that people who were not Mexican were like, yeah. And you know what? People who were Mexican in America, they were doubly like, oh, yeah. I know, like my cousin, like cousin Pepe. I know. Yeah, we can keep him. Let's keep him. Let him go through the legal process. He doesn't have to come over and stay here. I don't want him to. I mean, some of them do. Some of them are like, yeah, and they need a better life and come over, you know, but clearly the voting public, which we call citizens, right? They're citizens who vote. Didn't necessarily think so. Now, of course, people are saying, well, why are you contesting the Biden? You know, you're contesting all these ballots, but you're not contesting those ballots. You're contesting these ballots, but you're not contesting those. Like, how do you explain cheating from the Biden side when all there was no blue wave and when the House didn't win? Well, are we really going to do this? Do we really have to be like, not everybody votes the same way? Like, just because you vote, you could vote straight down the line one party, or you could also not vote for president. You could also not vote for, you know what I'm saying? You could also not. So that's a stupid question. It's a dumb question to create the illusion of fraud from the other side who's accusing fraud, right? You're like, well, it doesn't make any sense. Why would it go this way, not that way? It's like, you think all those ballots are the same? Like, if you vote for Trump, then you vote all Republican. And if you, I mean, people vote one way or the other. They vote differently. And then isn't that even more of a reason then to take a look at them? I mean, that is a good question. Why is it that there was no blue wave in the House yet? People are alleging that more people voted for Trump. Why is that? Let's look into it. Why can't we look into it? Would it take that long? We're supposed to be the richest, most powerful country in the world. We have all the best data scientists. We have all the best everything, right? We have the best. We have the best everything. We can't fucking just go through it and look at it. What's wrong? What's wrong? Remember how there was mountains of evidence for Russiagate? Remember how there was mountains of evidence? It was all coming down the pipeline. Indictments were coming. Remember how John Brennan, the former head of the CIA, was on MSNBC and told everybody that Trump should beware the Ides of March and that indictments for his family were going to come right before the Mueller report dropped, and then nothing happened? That it was all bullshit? Like, nothing happened. And then this year we find out that John Brennan actually knew about Hillary Clinton using Russia as a way to distract from her emails, or at least that's what he learned that the Russians learned, and that he told Barack Obama and James Comey that it, yeah, but of course, no, we didn't hear about that as much, unless you were, of course, firmly entrenched in the Fox camp or whatever. And of course, we're taking care of that pesky Fox network. We're taking care of those pesky Fox motherfuckers, right? Fucking, we're turning them blue too. So every major news outlet then, because it's just basically been like, you know, Republicans watch Fox, Democrats watch MSNBC, and then the others are kind of in the middle, right? Well, now it looks like Fox is compromised, right? Now it looks like the entire so-called establishment media is basically center, is it, or centrists. That's what it's basically, the triumph of the center. That's what this has been, right? There's no real overwhelming repudiation of Trump. There's no overwhelming embracing of him. It's just the center consolidating power and then people just kind of voting on president. You think, you know, most people don't care about anybody besides president. You don't think that factors into why some of this data is turning out the way it has? You know, some people just vote for president. Like, they don't know who anybody else is. Other people don't vote for president at all, like me. Okay. I didn't even vote for any humans. Okay. I don't care. I don't know these people. I don't trust any of them. I don't trust anybody who's running for office, okay? I'll do things like, I'll vote down affirmative action. That's what I'll do. I'll stop it from coming. Stop that, not bringing back affirmative action. I went through it last time. Not doing it. All right. So what's really important here? What's really important here to me is not who wins. I don't care. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I think Trump is funny. I think he's hilarious. And I do kind of like the idea that the president is adversarial to the press, you know, like that somebody is he's constantly being watched, you know, checked, and totally, he can't get anything done, right? You got Biden in there. They'll sell us out to any country. They'll do whatever the military industrial complex, the globalist agenda, whatever that is. The Great Reset. Look it up. It's a real thing. Look it up. All that kind of goes forward. But that doesn't necessarily mean with Trump, it doesn't. I mean, on this Operation Warp Speed thing, like all of it is just, you can't trust central power. Okay? I mean, that's just you can't trust centralized power. And that's why I don't trust the establishment media anymore. You just can't trust it. They have too much at stake. They have too much at stake to pass a narrative, you know, to make sure that we all believe in this story, right? The shadows on the wall that I keep talking about. Like we're having a war between who gets to project the shadows on the wall. And meanwhile, what I'm trying to say is like, look, everybody, it's projections. It's just projections. Like, the people dancing in the streets, they were so happy, so elated. But you think, don't you think that the lockdown had something to do with it? You think that if there wasn't a lockdown, there would be people dancing in the streets? I mean, there was for Obama, right? But this isn't the same. This is nowhere near the same. 8 years of Bush had the wars, the promise of ending the wars, a black president, all that stuff. It's not, Biden victory is not the same. Okay. I think people are relatively unhinged right now because they're cooped up. They're all afraid. They're scared shitless, first of all, because they thought Orange Hitler was coming. And then now it's pandemic's going to kill us all. Neither of which seem to be true, but it doesn't matter. The fear itself is really the weapon. It's not the thing. The actual thing is never as scary as the fear, right? The fear is how you control people. The fear is how you get them to do crazy shit, right? I mean, just like with religion, right? Isn't that, there's that old saying, like there's a, religion is a way to make a good man do evil deeds, right? That's how you do it. You just convince him you're on the right side. You're on the side of God, right? And that's what scares me about this kind of bifurcation of reality and the idea that like one side is good, one side is bad. Like I went to dinner on election night to a couple friends' homes. Very nice people, but classic New York Jewish libs. Classic. One of them just ended up having a headache at the end of the night. Oh, having a headache. He's like, I can't take it. I'm sure they were dancing on Saturday in the street. Woo! Oh, yeah, yeah. Because they did get a text like, do you want to celebrate? And I was just like, celebrate. Celebrate, right? Why? So you can just cry later when reality hits you in the face? Okay. But the whole time it was just all about like how, well, one side is good, one side is bad. You know, one side obviously follows the science. Yeah, one side follows the science, the Democrats. When Cuomo put all the people in the nursing homes and Nancy Pelosi told you to go to Chinatown and kiss a Chinaman, like that's science. And then afterwards they flipped and they were like, oh no, Trump should have just done it earlier, you know, after calling him xenophobic. Like, come on, that's the science you're talking about? And one side just wants people dead? Is that... That's what the other side is evil. The other side is just not. Somehow we just have one side that's angels and one side that's devils. One side just wants to murder all the entire half of this, you know? And I just feel like that's actually like what you think, though. Like, you know, my friend has openly been saying, yeah, we should round them up and put them in a camp. So we should murder them all. We should, you know? She's filled with hate. And she's saying the other side does that, you know? And that's just, I don't know. I'm actually, you know, I am finding the conservatives more reasonable. That's been going on for a while. That's been going on for 4 years. I think Dave Smith was talking about that shit fucking 4 years ago. It's conservatism is actually more liberal now than liberalism, which has become conservative and authoritarian. It's really interesting. It's really interesting in my lifetime to see all this shit flip around, you know, how fucking Alex P. Keaton from Family Ties is now a Nazi. That's where we're the same guy, the same beliefs. He's a conservative, you know, family values. He's like, I don't know about gays, and you know, like just saying that. I don't know if trans people. I don't know. You know, just saying that. It's like you're a Nazi. You know, and it's just like, okay, so which side is actually the Nazi, right? They're like, we're not. I think the side who thinks they're not the Nazis are actually the Nazis, which is actually both sides. We have two parties of different, just two flavors of Nazis, right? And at this point, if everybody's a Nazi, then there are no Nazis. It's like ultimately a meaningless phrase. Meaningless. Doesn't mean anything. You know who we're the Nazis to? The people we're bombing overseas. When we fly a robot drone over a village and we bomb them and nobody has any idea why, and it's because of someone's cell phone, they get to go, hey, those are Nazis. Okay? I feel like that's we are the Nazis. Okay? I mean, it's all relative, right? We're the yes, you and me, like all of us, regular Americans, Joe Schmo, people trying to raise families, people, I'm a good person, people, all these, to those people, our tax money is going to killing them. Our tax money is going to murdering and starving their children. We're the fucking Nazis. Okay? And if you can't see that, you know what I mean? If you can't see that, then you're even more in danger of going down the road of becoming actual Nazis. The less you can see that you're capable of evil and that you are committing evil, you are actually committing evil, which is essentially another kind of religious thing, right? We have this sort of cathedral-based dogmatic knowledge system that's going on the quote-unquote left, but I would call the center, like establishment media, the establishment politics. It's just this idea that, like, this is the way to think, you know, and you very rigid sort of, we're good, they're bad, they're racist, we're not, you know, socialism is good, capitalism is bad, you know, and the other side is capitalism is good, socialism is bad. You know, you have these sort of structures, right? That whole thing is kind of breaking up. You know, that whole thing is decentralizing. Little pieces of it falling off. People trying to, realizing that, oh shit, it's an illusion. And the more and more people start seeing through the construct of the illusion, the more and more the illusion breaks apart. And then, of course, we'll ultimately have many, many little illusions. And then, you know, and then I'll go, and then we'll need a, then people will be like, we need to centralize. This is getting crazy, you know, and then we'll centralize, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, and that's probably the cycle. Okay, but right now what we have is a bunch of people, half of the country is completely deluded into thinking that the election is over and we're moving on. The other half of the country is completely convinced that the other side is trying to steal it, and it's sort of a flip of what happened last time. In 2016, the right half of the country was like, yeah, look, done and done, move on. And the left half was like, no, it was stolen and the Russians did it and it's stolen, right? And so here we are now, okay? You'll notice that the mainstream media, even Fox News, you know, what they're saying is there's no evidence. Until you produce evidence, we can't go forward. There's no evidence. No evidence. And I feel like it's a mantra. It's a mantra. Mantra? Mantra. It's a mantra that they keep saying. There's no evidence. There's no evidence. Even when you produce evidence, they go, that's not evidence. Here's an affidavit. No, that's not evidence. We got eyewitnesses. No, that's not evidence. Here's some video footage. That's not evidence, right? And I feel like no evidence is the new mountains of evidence. Remember when there was mountains of evidence? You remember earlier I was saying about James or Brennan? Yeah, fucking Brennan on TV talking about how there's mountains of evidence and there's indictments coming down the pipeline that turned out to be nothing. It's like the same thing. So it's essentially like, it's newspeak, you know? It's newspeak, truth to power, you know? Or counting shadows on the wall, you know? Obey. These are all title ideas I had for this episode. I'm just going to throw them in here just for shits and giggles. What is the point of all of this? What is the point of all of this? I don't know. Honestly, we just don't know what the outcome is until it goes to court. It's going to go to court. It's going to go. So you just can't listen to the news telling you that it's done and done. And in fact, you got to, I don't know. If anything, the hope that I'm getting out of this is that people will start waking up. People will start seeing that the news sucks, which they were about to do after the Obama years, you know, and then Trump came along and revitalized it. And this is kind of the last gasp of the news to hold on and be like, Trump is now a coup. It's a coup. And we're all going about a coup. And I'm just hoping that the news just falls apart, that people just start unplugging from it, not listening to them. Listen, they said blue wave, okay? They said the fucking everybody was going to die from the pandemic. They said Trump was going to get impeached. They said Trump was a Russian puppet. They said there was WMDs. They said there was no housing bubble, right? They told us all this stuff. Told us all this stuff, and it all turned out to be lies, okay? Lies, untrue. We're all fucked up because of it. There's a huge pandemic. Nobody gets health care. That's the party of science and the party of compassion. No health care for anyone, okay? I mean, if you don't see that there's a scam going on, you know, if you don't see, a grift is a popular word. I kind of hate it. It's overused because people just use it to just, if you don't agree with someone, you just call them a grifter. If they make any money off of it, you're a grifter. But whatever. But that's what, we're all being grifted. And in fact, you are what you accuse others of, right? So yeah, in fact, it is a grift. It's all a grift. It's been a grift maybe since the beginning. I don't know. And maybe it's a grift till the end. Maybe that's just how it is. And if that's so, then it's moot. Doesn't matter. Just like systemic racism. If everything is racist, if every single fucking thing is racist, then nothing is racist. There's no, you know what I mean? You can't have good without evil. They're trying to say everything is racist, and then there's anti-racist, and then that's all you got. Just like there's sinners and people who have repented their sins, but you're still sinners, right? So there's that religious element to it that we got to get rid of. And I think we need to put in a new kind of religious element, you know, one that is about rigor and truth and not about dogma, you know, just like the Protestant Reformation came and said, we can use reason. You know, we can talk to the Lord directly. And you know what? We can fuck also. The priests can fuck so they stop fucking the kids. These are all great innovations that the German people brought to Christianity. And of course, some German innovations went a little too far. We know that. But in this case, I think we should be heading toward a new kind of reformation. You know, reformation of the political system, of the establishment media, decentralization, but it's true. You know, I think that's the cycle we're at. I think we're in the cycle of like things breaking apart, things coming back together. You know, throughout our lives, we see that over and over. And I think we're in one of those cycles now where reality itself is breaking down, because reality itself has been so long dictated by the church. The church in quotes, right? And that's all breaking down. People have learned to, only few could read Latin back in the day. Not everyone could read Latin, you know? And then Martin Luther came along and said, you know what? I'm just going to print the Bible into German so that everybody can, you know, so that we all have access to it, you know? And that's very similar to what Sejong Daewang did that's the emperor or the king of Korea back in the maybe 1300s or 1200s, something like that, where he decided, you know, everything was in Chinese. And it was like, motherfucking, we can't read Chinese. We're going to have to come up with our own alphabet. And they came up with their own alphabet. You know, of course, Chinese were the ones who invented movable type, right, and paper. So without that, you couldn't have the Protestant Reformation. Martin Luther couldn't print up his fucking, whatever they're called, the declarations or whatever, his questions, 21 questions, or whatever the fuck, and he like nailed it onto the church door, you know? He couldn't have done that without the Chinese. So thank you, Chinese people. Thanks for everything, including the coronavirus. Thanks. Thank you for globalism. Thank you for election interference. Thank you for threatening Taiwan. Thank you for aiding North Korea. Thank you for having nuclear weapons as a geopolitical check. And thank you for making everything. They make everything. And you know what? The Chinese, like the people are awesome. The people in China are awesome. I mean, they're dirty, but they're awesome. I mean, there's so many. They're dirty. They're awesome. But they're very hospitable, very warm, very fucking generous. You should see, they love their kids too much. They love their kids too much. In fact, I want to be like, you should love your kids. They carry their kids. These old people just carrying giant kids around out of love. And just like, why don't you just fucking make them walk? And they're like, no. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just built into the culture. It's like the labor is love, you know? And the kid is like, this kid's going to be fucking working for the rest of his life. I might as well give him a fucking free ride for now, right? And just take him, just picking him up. And I remember a Korean lady in China was like, I just don't understand why they don't, like, you know, strap him to their backs or something. Because that's what Koreans do. They strap babies to their backs and you can do stuff while the baby's back there. And fucking Chinese people just love to just carry them. They just carry them around, fucking, and they just love it. I love it. So, you know what I mean? That's the type of people we're dealing with here, you know? That's why coronavirus started over there, because they're always touching each other. They're always carrying and touching each other. The kids, especially, super spreaders. Super spreader event. I want more super spreader events. I want herd immunity. I want us to just say, fuck the virus. I want us to say, fuck the news. I want to say, fuck it. Safety is not important, okay? Safety is not a value. It's not real. There's no such thing. We're all going to die. We're all going to die one way or the other. Some of us tonight, maybe. Some of us tomorrow. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll drive you to your death. Maybe I'll do that. And I'm sorry. I don't know. You might want it though. So who am I to go against your wishes? You know, maybe we're all individuals and free. I don't know. Or are all our lives held, you know, enthralled by the state or by whatever society? Are we all, is part of the social contract to have to live even though you don't want to? That seems fucking, that's a bad deal. Bad deal. Okay. Great. All right. So anyways, all right, I'm going to wrap it up here. We're all waiting with bated breath. At least half of us, half of the country is waiting with bated breath to see how the fucking election turns out. The other half is just moving on. Is just saying, no, it's over. La, 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 it's over. It's over. Those same people dancing in the street are going to go ape shit. Okay. My friends who are celebrating are going to, I don't know. They're going to fucking join the Communist Party or something. I don't know what they're going to do. The riot boards are going to go back up. Okay. If you're looking for a deal on riot boards, I got them. Okay, what a racket, huh? Now that's a grift. That's a good grift. Riot boards, the fucking, because someone's got to put them up, take them down, store them somewhere. You know, that all requires money. Someone's getting paid, right? And then there's got to be somebody who's like, riot forecast. Looks like there's going to be, you know, Trump's winning his Supreme Court case. Riot forecast, better board them up. And then everybody boards them up, you know? And that's just the riot board market. And you got to play that market. You know what I'm saying? Buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin is going up, up, up. Gold went down. Bitcoin is officially decoupled from gold and the stock market. Billionaires are coming out talking about it as a store of wealth. It's not exactly the end-all be-all. Don't listen to me. I'm not a financial. I don't know anything. All I'm saying is it's there. It's an interesting look into it. Read the white paper from Satoshi Nakamoto. Just do your fucking research. Look it up. You know, and come to your own conclusion. I'm not going to be like the fucking news and tell you this is the truth and this is how it is. And I don't fucking know. I don't know. I'm just going off the shit I'm seeing too. Okay. I'm not a fucking Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I'm just a human being. Okay. I'm not an Asian. Okay. I'm not a Korean even. I'm a fucking American. All right. You might think, oh, what a banana. He's so white. You white banana. You banana. Okay, shut. You're the racist. You're the one trying to categorize me. All right. Anyways. Thank you so much for listening to the Rogan Kimcast. Please follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Please follow me online. Go to my website, rogankim.com. You can find me on Spotify, and Apple, Google, and Stitcher, all that stuff. You know all that, don't you? And if you don't know it, tell someone else. Tell a friend. Pick up your wife's phone. Subscribe to my podcast, unbeknownst to her. You know her code. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Goodbye.